University of Minnesota, blaming a pandemic-produced budget shortfall and invoking the Title IX rule, decided to eliminate three men's sports this year: track and field, gymnastics, and tennis. 58 student-athletes were left without a program, but one of those has moved on to play another season of college athletics. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, it's Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month to help support Sports and Commentary is matched. It is doubled. Check out all the details at WWIB.com. U of M's top singles player Jackson Allen has found a home in Virginia at University of Virginia. He'll be a part of the top one of the top programs in the nation. They finished number 5 at the end of last season. And the Shakopee, Minnesota native Jackson Allen is with me again on Sports and Commentary. So UVA finishing 5th in the country last year. Tell me about the potential of your squad down there this season, Jackson.
Yeah, so Virginia has a ton of good players. In college tennis, you only have 6 that play, but our team here at Virginia has way, way, way more than 6 really, really good tennis players. And there's a nucleus of kids that are going to be second years who played 2 singles, 3 singles, and 4 singles. And then there's a ton of other guys, more experienced guys, who are just as good, taking up the bottom of the lineup. So, they won the ACC tournament, regular season and conference tournament last year, in a good conference. And so, yeah, I think the goal around here is to give yourself a shot to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. All right, the Baseline Club, which is not a University of Minnesota official, you know, part of the institution, but they support men's tennis there at the U of M. They stepped up during the crisis and said that they would fund Gophers men's tennis for a minimum, Jackson, of 4 years. But the athletic department rejected that. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, the fight that went on to save the program here.
Yeah, so that was probably the coolest part about all this. The whole experience was that sometimes you get too caught up in your day-to-day activities that you don't necessarily realize how many people care about the program or yourself and or care about you and your teammates. And so that was really cool to see all these people who some even didn't really have like a dog in the fight, but who really stepped up and spent like hundreds of hours on trying to save it. And that's only in like a small 2-3 month window. And so, yeah, we had our Baseline Club, who they already existed. They were like our fundraising arm and whatnot. So they were really helpful. And yeah, they wanted to come up with a solution to save the program. And they realized that, the athletic department, for whatever reason, wasn't very supportive of it. And so, yeah, they tried to come up with a solution. And yeah, I think that, yeah, they did fundraise and got pledges for that would cover about 4 years of the team's operating expenses. But, yeah, it was pretty one-sided efforts. And then even in the communications, it was we'd come to them with this idea and this is why we think it would work. And we have an option where the athletic department wouldn't have to give us a penny, wouldn't have to spend any time with our program outside of whatever annual compliance there is for an NCAA team. So we came up with solutions where the University of Minnesota would get to have a sports team and no taxpayer dollars, no athletic department dollars, whatever, would have to go to the team at all, which sounds like a win-win. It's a win for us, and it's a win for them because they don't have to do anything besides just sign off on the paperwork and say that we have a team. So it makes you wonder why that wasn't necessarily attractive to them. But at the end of the day, you can only do so much. And I hope sometime in the future that these three sports teams will be able to come back, and then also adding more and more programs. Like there's not a Division I men's soccer team in the state of Minnesota. The University of Minnesota doesn't have lacrosse. Like, we have major sports that a lot of kids play in middle school, high school, that you can't play at the University of Minnesota, your flagship university in the state. So, yeah, I really hope the future of college sports is trends towards adding more and more and more sports versus cutting some of what may be considered like fringe sports.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for you. With the demise of the program, they poured so much of your heart and your life and your energy and emotions into that. And it's probably some feeling of betrayal. But you told me the Lord is helping you through that. You've learned some things along the way about how Jesus can heal your heart. And I think we'll talk about that next time with you. We can reconnect on Sports and Commentary. Jackson Allen, number one singles player for the U of M, the Gophers, before the program, men's tennis program, was shut down. Hey, thanks for being here, and we'll get back together with you.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.